Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Heather Ann writes, Dr. Dahlia, my kids are on spring break this week. Do you prescribe Valium on your show? And then she gives me her her pharmacy information. No, I cannot prescribe you Valium. I'm sorry. Although I do hear your pain. Most schools have spring break the week of August or April 6th to the 10th after Easter. Our kids are on spring break this week as well. I know. I'm already hoarse because I've had to yell at them. I mean, it was just the weekend. And, here's the thing as a parent, okay? You know, you got your kids and, you know, you may not really need to yell at them. You know, I really look at all the things I yell at them about. I think I under-yell at them for certain things, then I over-yell at them for others. But this weekend, I wanted to look like I was putting my foot down and being firm. So I overdid it on the, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. They look at me like, Mom, you know, spring break, I'm supposed to relax. I go, relax my foot. You know, now you can help Dad, and you can help me with all the stuff that you pretended you couldn't do because you were doing homework, even though you're upstairs looking at YouTube videos and playing video games. So I was like in major witch mode to my kids all weekend. And I think the reason why I subconsciously do that is because I want them to prefer school over home. That's how my parents did it. Home was so not fun, so rough. You got in trouble, you got grounded, you had chores, you know, whoopings that I never wanted to call in sick. I rarely called in sick to school because I did not want to be home. Well, my kids, they have the opposite. Oh, home's great. You know, they each have their own bedroom. I never had that. I had to share a bed. So they each have their own room. They got their electronics. They have a refrigerator full of whatever. It's actually full of healthy food that they never eat, but technically it's a refrigerator that has food in it. So it's cush. So of course they'd rather. So I need to make being home on spring break blow so badly that they prefer going back to school. Now, what about the parents? Here's the thing. If I was a parent, okay, my kids, luckily, they're still too young to travel by themselves, but I would be worried about the wild parties that happen on spring break, okay? My parents never let me fly anywhere, right? We didn't have the money to, you know, but they never let me go anywhere on spring break to go party with my friends. And I understand college, okay? You know, I understand college. You know, you guys are suffering a lot with school, and so you want to kind of let off some steam. I worked. Spring break meant rather than working part-time, I could work full-time and, you know, help pay some of the bills that I need to pay. But for everybody else, spring break means to go and party. This is, though, unfortunately, where a lot of dangerous stuff happens. You don't really hear as much on summer break as you hear on spring break, because spring break is a very finite amount of time. So you feel like you got to do the stupidest, craziest things and get it all on video and YouTube and Twitter and then make some collage of it. And then Facebook will show you, you know, a year later when it goes your year, you know, in review. And you feel like, you know, summer, when summer's out, yeah, you know, everybody kind of runs around and, you know, things will be together, you know, like on Greece. And then, all right, then, you know, summer hits and it's like, oh, we got 3 months. Which, again, I still don't understand because I worked during the summer. I really don't understand that one where you get 3 months off. But anyway, so as a parent, it's very, very nerve-wracking when your kid is on spring break. It's kind of nice to know that they're in school. you know, that they're kind of, locked up. They're enclosed. They're encased, but now they're not. So for those of you guys going through spring break, I totally get it. I get that. Parents, I understand why you need some Valium. And for those of you that don't have it for another week, just, you know, be prepared. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. So apparently there was a shooting in Panama City Beach on spring break. This was, I believe, Alabama A&M. We're going to give you information on that as we get it. We're also going to give you information on German Wings co-pilot, or the German Wings co-pilot that downed the plane, where he was apparently treated in the past for suicidal thoughts. Now, whether he actually tried to commit suicide or had suicidal tendencies, there's differences in how we define that. And so we'll talk about that, and at what point do we not let somebody obviously fly or possibly work a job if they, quote-unquote, had suicidal tendencies. Again, privacy, patient privacy versus safety of consumers. Then one has been shot dead at Fort Meade after trying to ram an NSA gate. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a Hawaiian woman who was the first to receive a bionic eye transplant. This is way, way cool. Fecal transplants, also cool. Back in the news, another study showing how well it could treat serious recurrent intestinal infections. Some of us need kidney transplants. Some of us need heart transplants. And then some of us need fecal transplants. To me, I got too much poop, so I could be a heavy-duty donor. We also have the ideal perfect face. And the most beautiful faces in the world, there's a, I guess, mathematical equation to it. And we will tell you how that rated. And no, you know, I actually don't fall into the top 100,000 million or zillion on that one, which is okay. Okay. And then I guess speaking English may limit our sense of smell. So I guess our ability to identify and describe odors depends on the language you speak. And the less flexible your language is on describing odors, then the less ability you have to describe scent. That's crazy stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as each day goes, we get more and more information on Andreas Lubitz, the German Wings co-pilot that locked the original pilot out of the cockpit and then took the plane that he was flying from Spain to Germany and downed it in the French Alps. From what we understand, the main pilot had not had a chance to go to the bathroom. I guess the plane was delayed. And so by the time they reached a cruising airspeed, he was able to go. And I guess according to flight recorders, he Lubritz told him, okay, you can go now. And so he left to go to the bathroom. And then that's when the pilot locked him out. And then, unfortunately, tragically, downed the plane, killing he and 149 other people. Now, we have a report that Lubitz only had 30% vision. He had deteriorating vision. And one of the causes of this deteriorating vision could have been psychological, but it could have also been a detached retina. Now, a detached retina causes blurred vision. It could also lead to blindness. Apparently, it's where the lining of the back of the eye that needs to receive the images starts to detach from blood vessels that supply it, oxygen and nutrients, etc. You get these very weird, zippy electrical flashes in the eye. Very dangerous. Whenever you get those, you need to get it checked out. I know some of you say, oh, my doctor says it's just floaters. Get it checked out, okay? And then once we know your retina is not detaching, then we can relax. When we look in the back of the eye, you see kind of the redness from the vessels on the retina, kind of like an orangish red. And then when the retina is detaching, it's really light because the light is reflecting off the back. It's very frightening. When I trained at Joel Stein for my ophthalmology in medical school, it was a very, very frightening sight to see these retinal detachments. And luckily, there's treatments now, but definitely something that could have grounded him as a pilot. Now, they, according to some reports, because he feared that he was going to lose his pilot's license, which I believe was something that he had always wanted and cherished having, he kept this condition from his employer. Another report said that Lubitz's vision was at 30% at the time of the crash. Now, again, we are not going to know what was crinkled up or ripped up or what was written in medical records anytime soon, but we're just getting bits and pieces. They say he masked his condition, and it was described by police as severe burnout syndrome for his employers. So this burnout syndrome also kind of adds a piece to the puzzle going, well, burnout. You know, I mean, a lot of us get burned out, and complete burnout syndrome, if we, I guess, had to admit to our employer that we were burned out, I think 90% of us would be grounded and not able to work or show up to our job. I think a lot of people are burned out, which is very, very unfortunate. And another thing we need to talk about, right, job burnout. All right, well, you know, those of us that have been working for years and years, you know, you're going to work burned out. How good a job are you going to do as a surgeon, as a pilot, you know, as a judge, as, you know, I mean, there's life or death decisions being made all the time. Construction worker, you do something halfway, somebody could be killed. Apparently the breakup with his girlfriend happened weeks before. So one of you had suggested, okay, well, you know, maybe people need a cooling off period after they go through a personal one of you wrote me saying if there's a breakup, if there's a personal tragedy, there should be an automatic few weeks off given to an employee. Well, if his girlfriend dumped him weeks ago, I mean, how long do you keep a person off work? And I think the girlfriend still lived with him. I'm not really too sure what's going on with that. We have a report from, I guess, where he bought pizza. Habib Hassani runs a pizza restaurant near Lubitz's Dusseldorf home. He said that he was extremely particular about the pizza toppings. He wasn't interested in what was on the menu, but he often wanted paprika, ham, onion, and broccoli. He had to have it his way, and he was compulsive about it. Now, when somebody suffers from psychosomatic sickness, severe psychosomatic sickness, and it, let's say, we also have heard reports that he was taking Zyprexa. Zyprexa is a medication we use for severe mood swings, bipolar, and psychosomatic issues. So we use Zyprexa. Zyprexa causes weight gain. It's not as popular with patients, but it works. Unfortunately, if that's what he was taking, and again, this is allegedly, I don't want to comment too much on that, but something wasn't working right, obviously, for him. You will see these very particular demands about food. Sometimes you see this with a variety of different demographics, or you see it with a variety of different children personality types, where the food has to be perfect, and you see the mom go, okay, well, we have to put the chicken here, and we have to put this here, and they like it like this, and it has to be like this. And once you start identifying that compulsory, obsessive need to have something a certain way in a child, that is definitely a red flag to get them evaluated. So, and so interesting that he had to have food a certain way. Some of us say it's quirky. Like, for example, when I eat a chocolate bar, I need the room quiet. I need there to be no nuts. I can't have anybody look at me when I'm eating the chocolate because I subconsciously think they want me to share. And I don't want to have to feel the need that I have to share. It's like, for example, my husband will bring me chocolate and then he will leave the room. Same thing with meat. You know, if there's like a leftover steak or he cooks some steaks, he serves me the meat and then he walks away quietly. In fact, he kind of uses one of those selfie sticks to serve me the meat, just in case I start to jump on the meat and launch on it too quickly and chew off his hand. Now, does that mean I suffer from some psychosomatic condition? No, it just means I really, really like meat. But if a child does that, then yes, could be. If you have fear that something could go wrong when you serve the eats, that could be a big problem. All right, so now, suicidal tendencies is now another headline that we have been told that the co-pilot had been treated for suicidal tendencies. Now, some of you are going, well, what does that mean? Did he try to commit suicide? Well, I don't have that information. But it's deeper than suicidal ideation. Suicidal ideation is where somebody's like, yeah, I contemplated suicide once. Okay? You know, many people have contemplated that. All right? And it's a natural part of the human thinking process. You know? I'm in a terrible situation. What are my outs? My outs are quitting the job. My outs are trying to break up with the girlfriend. My outs are, you know, and so unfortunately, it comes with the territory of being an intelligent human. But it's a very, very scary trait that we as physicians have to watch for. Suicidal tendencies we give a person who we believe has gone the extra step. So let's say, you know, somebody goes, you know, I wanted to commit suicide and I bought the gun and I have the gun and I decided, no, I'm not gonna do it. And I'm like, okay, do you still have the gun? Oh, yeah. Okay, that is somebody I would say has a suicidal tendency. He bought the gun, so he already went through the first step or two. Somebody wanted to hang themselves. You know, they bought the rope, but nah, they changed their mind. You know, and you're like, okay, well, what if that moment of weakness strikes you again? Those people with suicidal tendencies are very, very scary. Now, as a doctor, we always screen for suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. All right? I'll ask somebody who at one point in their life thought of suicide, I'm like, did you ever think of hurting others? Why would you say that? I would never hurt others. I'd only hurt myself. Well, because suicide and homicide go hand in hand. Look at all these murder-suicides we hear of. This plane crash was a murder-suicide. He murdered all those people on the plane when he took himself down. And some people, when they are at the point where they want to take themselves out, they may not have the ethics or care about who's around them. So, as we get more information, we'll definitely, you know, tell you, but it's a very, very distinct distinction between the two. And somebody with suicidal tendencies really has to be treated aggressively. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Mike writes, doctor notes are worthless. When I ask my employees to return with a physician note, hold on, I'm having problems with this email here, clearing them for full duty, they return but still have symptoms of flu, back pain. Where is our reassurance that employees are fit for duty? Okay, the fit for duty, again, as an employer, I deal with the same thing. And I'm like, okay, you know, I know they have a doctor's note. The doctor's note says they can return to work. But are they still contagious? Are they, so let's look at an infectious disease first, okay? We'll put aside suicide for now. All right. Infectious disease, okay? I, as an employer, see that you look off. You look a little feverish. You're sweating. Your color's off. You tell me you think you have the flu. I tell you go home so you don't infect everybody else and so you get better because flu can kill. And I want to make sure you get better. So I send you home so it protects you, protects my employees, and it protects, let's say, my patients. Okay? You go home and you come back the next day with a work note. And that work note from your medical provider says you're good to go back to work. Now, me, as an employer, it's still on me. And I know gosh darn well you don't lose the contagiousness after one day. And then I have to make the decision. You know, a doctor's note that somebody brings in is nice. That's very, very nice that they bring that in. And it's very, very helpful. But the buck still stops with you as an employer. So if you don't think they are fit for duty, you don't allow them to work. Now, the liability that could ensue, that's a whole other issue. Well, I had a note, you know, from my boss, and my boss refused to let me on the premises. And so then, you know, that could be tough. There, again, there's no cut and dry. I would be very, very surprised that a doctor would send a person with the flu back in one day. But, again, what if the situation was this? Patient goes to the doctor saying, you know what, I have the flu, but I'm better now. Fever's gone. I'm just getting over it. You know, I took off work, so the doctor or my employer wants me to just bring back a work note. I'm good. You know, can you bring me back tomorrow? Well, you know, I noticed that, you know, your fever's down. Did you take any Tylenol today? Oh, no, I didn't take any Tylenol. I need to get back to work. I got bills to pay. All right, well, you look a febrile, no fever. You're telling me you're better, subjectively fine. Gives the work note. Meanwhile, the employer's like, I don't get this. What the hell's going on here? That's a problem. That's a big problem. And so, you're right. Some of these return to work notes are more of a liability, protection so that you could have in the employee file, look, the doctor said they could go back. And I know that because I get asked to give doctor's notes all the time. Somebody has a hernia, gets a hernia at work, and I'm supposed to clear them to go back to work, and they have heavy lifting. I'm like, the hell I will. I don't want your hernia to get worse. You got to get your hernia fixed, and then you can go back to work. Unfortunately for the client or the patient, that's really difficult because they need to work. And being put off work indefinitely until they get something fixed. What I usually do is I say, he could go back to work, but just no lifting. He could go back to work today with that hernia. As long as he has a surgery, as long as he's seen the surgeon, as long as he has a plan to fix a hernia, he could go back and do a sit-down job if the surgeon allows it. Problem is a lot of you guys can't, if you work heavy duty, heavy lifting, can't turn around and do a sit-down job. So you see, there's a lot of liability and back and forth with these notes. For some of you, as a employee, it protects you. These notes are great. The note lets you go back to work. Wonderful. But then on the other hand, it could hurt you. Nobody wants to give you a note to go back to work. You can't go back to work. All right? And then, of course, you have the employers going, okay, great. You know, that'll protect me liability-wise. But no, it doesn't. Because if you see that your employee is not fit, you should not have them work. And again, you can't rely on a doctor's note. What if they don't go to the doctor? What if they lie to the doctor? What if they don't have a note? What if they were never sick? On Saturday, I talked to you about that patient that had a possible seizure. So she told work. Work said, you don't get to come back till you were cleared. So she comes to me going, yeah, so I think I had a seizure, but I'm fine now, so I need to go back to work. What kind of a job do you have? Well, I drive. Oh, no, I can't let you drive if you had a seizure. I mean, did you have an EEG? Did anybody evaluate the seizure disorder? No. I got to keep you off work. And I felt really, really bad. I go, let me let you go back to work that's non-driving. She's like, there is no other job non-driving. My only job is driving. Then I'm like, I can't let you go until you've been evaluated for a seizure. So she goes, she gets evaluated, the neurologist clears her, and then she ends up having another seizure a few weeks later. And luckily it wasn't when she was driving around the job. So now, again, she's grounded from driving again. But, you know, there's no way to predict what's going to happen medically with somebody or psychologically. So, going back to an infectious disease process, technically you're the most contagious a couple days before you even feel your symptoms, depending on the illness that you have. With Ebola, you have to have a fever, it looks like, to be contagious. But with the flu or with certain colds, you can be contagious before you even feel like you're sick. So, you know, when an employer is like, well, you know, come back when you're not contagious, I get that. I get asked that all the time by my patients. My employer wants to know if I'm contagious. Are you coughing? Are you sneezing? Yeah. Well, then you are contagious. I mean, if you're sneezing, now, yes, you could be sneezing with allergies and things like that, but you're still spewing things. So if you're sick, you're still coughing or sneezing, yeah, you're contagious. Unless I feel like the antibiotics knocked out any bacterial issue, or the virus has dissipated, and now you're just coughing because of inflammatory type stuff. But what if you're starting a new cold? If you're starting a new cold, then boom, you could be contagious with that too. So there's no easy answer for that. So now you have somebody that may be having suicidal tendencies. You think this co-pilot wanted to lose his job? No. So he wasn't going to say anything. And then now, anybody else who is, I guess, suffering with, you know, with or battling with something similar to Lubitz was, they're probably listening to all the media outlets going, well, then, I'm not going to tell my doctor. If I'm thinking about suicide, I'm not going to tell nobody. Because then I'm going to have to tell my employer and I'm going to lose my job. So I'm just going to keep it to myself. Just don't go to the doctor. Once you go to the doctor, they're going to write it down. And that's exactly what we don't want. You know, we talked about James Holmes and him seeing psychiatrist. I believe her name was Lynn Fenton. I have to look up her first name. But Dr. Fenton. And, you know, we don't know if he manipulated her or we don't know what he told her. Because, again, we don't have, you know, public records yet of that. But, you know, if people think something is being written down, how truthful are they going to be? I think some of the best doctors are the ones that kind of put the book down, go for a walk with the patient, and let the patient talk to them. And they go, okay, X, Y, and Z. Like you're talking kind of as a friend. All right, but when you're sitting there and you're typing now in your electronic record, or you're writing every word down, don't you think there's going to be a hesitation? One of the reasons why you see in these movies and TV shows when somebody is a Freudian-type psychoanalyst where they're on the couch and the doctor is behind them. Because if the doctor is facing the person, they start to get nervous about what is being written down. So anytime I have a person come in with anything, anxiety or whatever, I put the chart away and I just sit there and I talk to them. Anything that has to be documented, I document. No, you know, make no, you know, mistake about that. But when they're talking to me, I'm not sitting there looking at a piece of paper. I'm sitting there, you know, with eye contact, etc. So I think we're going to see more and more people try to hide things from their doctor. And I'm nervous about that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Hawaiian woman has received the first bionic eye transplant. It was a four-hour-long surgery. Recovery period for about a week, and a 72-year-old Hawaiian woman became the first woman to regain her sight thanks to this bionic eye. The procedure was headed by Dr. Craig Kakame at the Eye Surgery Center of Hawaii. He is the founder and president of Retina Consultants of Hawaii, as well as the president for the surgery center. As far as I'm concerned, he could be our president of the United States. This is way cool. The patient had been suffering from blindness for over 2 years. She had this genetic eye disorder called retinitis pigmentosa. It's one of these genetic disorders that affects the retina. Basically, you start to lose those rod photoreceptors that light up when less light is available. And so when people start to like not be able to see well in the night, or they start to have peripheral issues with their vision, that could be a sign of this. Now, the normal vision, it's not like 100% where she could sit there and watch a, you know, Michael Fassbender movie and be able to see him, but she could detect motion and shades of gray. After full recovery, she should be able to see up to 9 colors. This is way cool. So, of course, they're calling it a bionic eye implant. They say it has the potential to restore vision to patients who have been in total or near darkness. It could dramatically change the quality of life in these patients, and they use a complex system of camera and monitors. They're linked to glasses that capture images. Then the images are sent back to the eye, which relay information through the optic nerve and into the brain. Now, Medicare covered the cost of the surgery. It was $144,000. And it's only allowed to be used in people who suffer from retinitis pigmentosa. So, Dr. Kakami says, I've been involved in the care of this hereditary blindness since the beginning of my career in ophthalmology at the UCLA Jules Stein Eye Institute. See, that's where I studied too. The Jules Stein is amazing. I have watched patients progressively lose vision, but this new futuristic technology is now available to allow potential vision recovery to patients who are functionally blind. How many of you guys are getting yourselves regularly checked by an eye doctor? You're supposed to be doing that at the age, actually, you're supposed to be checking your eyes regularly anyway. But I would recommend kids should definitely check in with a pediatric ophthalmologist and they'll tell you how often they want to see you. You should be getting your eyes checked for vision yearly. And then at age 40, I would want you to start seeing an ophthalmologist regularly, even though sometimes we recommend in your 20s and 30s. If you have high blood pressure, you're in an eye doctor's office, as far as I'm concerned, that month. If you have diabetes, also, I want you to see an ophthalmology right away to make sure that you aren't having issues of retinopathy where you start to, pop blood vessels in the back of the eye or have retina issues based on your high blood pressure causing little hemorrhages. Same thing with diabetes. So extremely, extremely important to get your eyes checked. Now, does speaking English limit our sense of smell? This is interesting. Apparently, our language is hampering our sense of smell. Scientists have found that English speakers struggle to identify and describe odors compared to other languages. Researchers found that those who use English as their first language could take 5 times as long to describe an odor as they can a color. See, that's interesting because, you know, when I smell a stink from my cat or my dogs or whatever, I'm like, okay, you know what? This stinks. And I can smell it a mile away and I don't need a lot of descriptive terms. In America, if there's stink and stank, that to me is good enough. That's all I need. Something smells good or something smells stinky. Okay? Easy. I don't really need much. They say native speakers from the Jahai tribe in Perak, Malaysia, described odors far more consistently and in less time than they can a color. The Jahai have at least 12 specific, I guess, abstract words that relate to smells, while the Manik, a tribe of hunter-gatherers in southern Thailand, have 15 words. So they could describe smells in the same way that we describe blue, red, yellow to describe colors. So I get this. If we have to, as kids, okay, remember like when we got that crayon box that had 64 colors? So not only was there, you know, the red, blue, green, but you had fuchsia, You had blue-green, you had dark gray, light gray, etc. So you as a kid have it ingrained in your head to take a look at, you know, something and already describe the type of color. You just don't say orange anymore. You say tangerine. Or when we see red, we'll say Christmas red versus rose red versus burgundy, that kind of thing. Okay? They do the same thing with smells, because when we're younger, all we do is smell stink or good. That's all we know. So, Professor Asifa Majid, who led the work at the Center for Language Studies at Rabud University in Nijmegen in the Netherlands, said our findings show that the long-held assumption that people are bad at naming smells is not true. Odors are expressible in language. So, obviously, certain tribes can, whatever. In the study published in the journal Cognition, Professor Majid asked 10 American English speakers and 10 native speakers of the Jahai to describe colors and odors. So the odors they were given were cinnamon, turpentine, lemon, smoke, chocolate, rose, onion, and gasoline. And then they were given 80 different colors. And then when they found describing 80 different colors, there was little agreement among English speakers when describing the odors. So the odors were obviously a lot harder. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, to me, I don't know if this is what they're deducing, but to me, it's if you're, let's say, going to have a kid that is going to want to go be a chef, okay, and he's going to be on Hell's Kitchen, and you know when Gordon Ramsay blindfolds everybody and says, taste this and tell me what you smell, etc., if you want to develop certain senses in that kid, then you have to give them better words than stink, stink, and smells good, okay? You need to teach them. This is cinnamony, this is gasoline-y, this is whatever. When I was staying at a hotel, and we were smelling pot coming in, okay, I wanted the kids to recognize that smell, because if they later go off to college and they smell something like that coming out of a room, they know to keep walking. So I'm like, all right, guys, I want you to smell this, so do you know this is the smell of pot? And they're like, oh, man, this stinks. I'm like, yes, exactly, it stinks. Very good. Does it now describe the stink? Okay, I can't describe the stink. It just stinks. All right, but it has a pot smell to it. So you need to just train your kids on certain smells. Not that I want your kids being exposed to marijuana by any means. But there's a lot of things we need to teach your kids. My husband wants to teach the kids sailing. All right, my kids have never sailed. I think that's brilliant. I think teaching my kids how to sail, because if they're ever in the middle of, I don't know, the ocean and a tsunami happens, they need to be able to know how, well, not that they would be able to, you know, unfortunately with them, but they should not be in the ocean if there's a tsunami. And if they are, bad boys, and they're totally grounded. But, you know, stop for a second. I don't care if your kid is 5 or 50, all right? Whatever you think you didn't teach your kid, teach them. You know? I really wish I taught my kids more medicine type stuff. And I'm going to do that because I think there's a lot of life-saving measures. You know, I like my father tried to teach me about appliances. I didn't want to learn nothing on appliances, and now I'm regretting it because when I have a problem with my fridge, I can't fix it. So, you know, I mean, I want to teach them more about medicine. I want to teach them about CPR. I want them to take CPR courses. I want to teach them about medical things. You see, look at that guy. He looks a little pale. You know, maybe he's an, you know, I don't know. I just want to teach them stuff. And they don't want to listen to me. But, you know, that's just, you know what? It's spring break. I'll make them learn. You know what? We're going to be talking about the fecal transplant. I'm going to teach them how to identify different types of poops and what that means. That's a good idea. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.